This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. The unprecedented heat wave that wrung the life out of Port Townsend and the rest of the country has subsided, with temperatures in the 70s expected all week. So it's over until next time. But there is a theory that the increase in summer heat could occur on a regular basis. Perhaps we can call it the heat wave of the future. Jefferson County reported 2 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total to 449. This represents 33 cases for June, up from 26 for all of May. According to County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke, in Jefferson County, 67% of people have had at least one COVID-19 vaccine, while 64% are fully vaccinated. As a result, demand has decreased, causing the suspension of vaccination pop-up clinics. Local pharmacies and Jefferson Healthcare Express Clinic will continue to offer vaccines. The county has a good supply of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson on hand. The information lines remain open. You can still call the Department of Emergency Management at 360-344-9791 with general COVID questions, or the Nurse Consult line at Jefferson Healthcare, 360-344-3094, to address urgent situations. Both numbers are included in the transcript of today's news on kptz.org. Washington Governor Jay Inslee extended the eviction moratorium until September 30th, which had an immediate effect on the disposition of the Jefferson County Fairground homeless encampment. County and city officials were faced with the insurmountable task of finding an alternative site while developing a plan to move the 50 or so people to that site, and to do so by June 30th. The extension takes away some of the pressure, but these problems will recur soon enough. To this end, the Board of County Commissioners yesterday discussed all of the viable options, which now include the Jefferson Community School building in downtown Port Townsend and vacant land on Mill Road. District 3 Commissioner Greg Brotherton has already assembled a matrix that includes details about each option, so they are not starting from scratch. The commissioner authorized interim county administrator Mark McCauley to investigate the properties through a qualified appraiser and prepare purchase and sale agreements in anticipation of any action to be taken. A special meeting will be scheduled for Wednesday to continue discussion of these two properties and the shelter at the American Legion. The commissioners also authorized McCauley to offer the Fair Board $100,000 for the next 3 months. This allocation represents the difference between paying rent and a mortgage, as it does nothing to develop a long-term solution. But the commissioners are committed to developing a solution before the expiration date, according to the county's official Facebook page. Many COVID-19 restrictions end tomorrow, and retail establishments may not require a mask for entry. Individual stores may, however, opt to leave them in place because you can never be too safe. Unvaccinated individuals are still required to wear masks indoors for their own protection, given the more transmissible variants that now predominate. Vaccinated people and those under 5 years old are not required to mask. However, they should still wear masks indoors in crowded settings. As the heat subsides, it's still abnormally dry in Jefferson County, according to Assistant Fire Chief Brian Tracer. The county began its burn ban early this year on Saturday, June 25th, and it extends through September 30th. Typically, the ban begins on July 1st, so you can't burn any yard waste or basically anything else. Fireworks are still legal, but setting them off may not be the smartest course of action. The small fire at the Jefferson County Library this weekend was a result of kids playing around the fireworks. There is a proposal that people reallocate the money intended for fireworks, instead purchasing a bag of pet food and contributing it to the Humane Society. But this idea is perpetuated by the same people who think climate change is a thing. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.